Okay, in this edition of the video, we're going to show you how to upload whiteboards and share them in the conversation and then annotate them. Start by inviting two users to the meeting. The meeting has started and these users have been invited and they've shown up in the meeting. Here they are. A user can upload an attachment to the meeting. Let's go ahead and wait for a second. Somebody might attach a file and then we'll start our whiteboarding. Yep, someone's attached a file. So now let's go ahead and create a title for our whiteboard. Let's call it Project Plan. And then we're going to create the whiteboard and upload it to the meeting where it shows up in the content bin. There it is. So let's select it, move it to the sharing stage by pressing the share content. Now it's on the sharing stage. Now other users will start annotating this board and we'll make our own annotation last. So we have one user creates two green check marks. Another user is going to draw a blue circle or something. How did I know? All right, let's take our line tool ourselves and our endpoint and put a purple box around the other annotations. This is an awfully important annotation. We should probably save it for posterity. So let's go back to our sample and choose the Save Annotations button. And it tells us that we've saved them locally. And we can verify that by going to the folder where we saved them and look at this PNG file that was created and open it up. Sure enough, there's the annotations right there. So that saves the annotations. And that's our demo. And now let's take a look at the code that powers this demo. Okay, let's take a look at our whiteboard sharing code. We're back to our content sharing project. And we're in the content sharing class that runs the WinForm that we looked at in the demo. So in this demonstration, we're going to show you how the user created the whiteboard and then uploaded it, added annotations, saved them. So let's start with the Share New Content button. This is where the whiteboard is created before it's actually uploaded. So the first thing we do is we get a content sharing modality from the conversation that's active. We look at the modalities property, looking for the content sharing modality. When we have that modality, we'll look at the state of the modality, and if it's disconnected, we want to make sure that we connect it by calling caninvoke with the action of connect. Then we call the content sharing modality helper method that I've coded right here. So this starts the connection process for the content sharing modality. So the first thing I do is I get the conversation content sharing modality again. There's a conversation out of the modality property looking for the content sharing modality. I'm going to call begin connect. I'm going to pass a lambda expression in, which is simply going to call end connect when the connect operation has started. So this starts the connection process, and the modality goes from disconnected through various states to connected. When it's finally connected, then certain actions become available on the modality, one of which is this create shareable whiteboard content, which means we can now create the whiteboard. So let me pull this code up here. Okay, so it's here. It's a fair amount of code, but we'll get through it. So the first thing I want to do is get the content sharing modality from the conversation by reading the written modality property. I'm going to call caninvoke on the content sharing modality to make sure that I can create the whiteboard. If I can, then I'm going to call the begin create content. I'm going to pass this whiteboard enumerator and a text field, which is going to be the title of the whiteboard. And I'm going to pass in a lambda expression. And this lambda expression does some pretty important work. It's going to catch some exceptions that you won't be able to handle. You can't anticipate, so you must handle them here. So when you call end create content, if it doesn't raise any of these exceptions, then you just call the upload method on this content. If it does raise an exception, it's going to be one of three, and one of them could be if your content bin is full, it'll raise this exception here. If you've already put this title up for different content, it'll tell you right there. Or if you've got some invalid character in the content title, it'll show you there. So if you haven't gotten the exception, then your content has been uploaded, and then you're going to get this content added event raised on the modality. And we'll use this event handler to put a string into our content bin list on the UI so that user can pick it. So this is on the platform thread, so I'm going to have to create a delegate because I'm going to update the UI, which is on the UI thread. So I'm going to register for this event on the new content bin item, and then I'm going to create a string that's composed of the new items type and this dash and then the new items title. And this compound string I'm going to add to this content list box as this new item. And then I'm going to enable a button on the UI, this content share button, so the user can then click the share button after selecting the content in the list box. And when they press the content share button, this is going to allow them to present the content on the whiteboard. The whiteboard content on the sharing stage. What we do first is we get the selected item string out of the list box, and there it is. And now we've got to iterate on the collection of content in the content bin, looking for a content item that matches this compound string. So I'm going to iterate on the content collection in the conversation content sharing modality, and I'm going to build a compound string from the current iterated content in the collection, and I'm going to pair it to the selected item in the list box. And if they're the same, then I'm going to make sure that I can present the content by calling this canInvoke method on this content, pass the enumerator present, and if I'm able to do it, then I'm going to cache this content for later use, and then I'm going to call this present method on the content, which puts it on the sharing stage for everyone to see. Now that everyone sees the content, everyone in the meeting sees the content, anyone can start annotating the content, this whiteboard, which they'll do. At some point, you probably want to save whatever that's been annotated for future reference, so the user presses the Save Annotation button to save annotated content. So we're going to get the content sharing modality from the conversation again, and we're going to read the active content property, which is the shared content, and we're going to call this a canInvoke method, pass the Save Annotation enumerator, and then if it returns true, then we're going to save this annotation at this path, and it's going to be saved as this type of image, this PNG. There's also an XPS choice, but we're going to use PNG in this case. So now that we've called save annotation, which is synchronous, now let's make sure that the file was actually saved locally. So I'm going to just get a system file info object, and I'm going to give it the path and file name of the file that was downloaded, and then I'm going to look to see if the file exists locally, which means it's been saved locally. And if it does, I will show the user where the file has been saved, right there with this message box. Now that we've saved some annotations, let's clear the annotations off the whiteboard so that we can save a new set. So clearing annotations is pretty simple. Again, we use the conversation content sharing modality. And we're going to clear the annotations on the active content, which is the content being shared on the stage, by calling this active content method. We're going to call the canInvoke method on the active content property. And if it returns true, then we're going to clear all annotations. And that clears annotations. Now that we're done with the whiteboard, let's go ahead and stop sharing the whiteboard, which takes it off the sharing stage. So we're going to get the content sharing modality from the conversation again. And we're going to stop sharing the active content. So we'll read the active content property of the modality. And I'm going to first check to see if I can stop presenting by calling this canInvoke. If I can, then I'm going to just call stop presenting. And that takes it off the sharing stage. And that's pretty simple stuff. And finally, let's end the conversation. To do that, we need to, we're going to clean up some event registration, save some memory, save ourselves from memory leaks, and prevent events from being raised as the conversation terminates. So first thing I want to do is make sure if I have a conversation, and if I don't, I'm going to return. If I have a conversation whose state is not terminated, then I want to ultimately terminate it. But first, I'm going to get the conversation's content sharing modality. And then the conversation itself, I'm going to unregister for these two participant events. Participant removed is going to be raised several times as the conversation ends, and I don't need to handle those, so I'm going to unregister. The same is true with these five content modality events. They can all be raised, so the remove can be raised, content remove can be raised many times, and you don't really want to know about those as you're ending the conversation. We're also going to unregister content sharing modalities on each of the participants, so iterate on the participants of the conversation, and for each content sharing modality unregister for action availability, and then the conversation is ended. And that's it.